So I have a story of Saturday night. We were at a house party, a 50th birthday celebration, and everyone was feting the birthday girl. And my husband and I were watching the Spartan game.
Nice. Big win.
And very dialed into what was happening in the game. And we usually have Tom Izzo, Michigan State's, you know, head coach. We're trying to connect with him. But we do have Steve Courtney, WJR's head coach. How are you, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, Jamie? Chris, always a pleasure. You know that. Indeed, quite the vibe at the Breslin Center Saturday night, huh? Michigan State, number 22 in all the land, able to take care of number 4, Arkansas, 69-66. A night for sure that the talented freshman Cam Ward will remember. His first ever collegiate double-double, 18 points to go along with 10 boards. And he was 8 of 13 from the floor, and what a performance it was. You know, it was the dogfight we all knew it was going to be. So the Spartans get to the half, trailing by 3. That first half, what a pace. Back and forth for sure. 4 ties to go along with 11 lead changes. Now, you had Cohen Carr doing Cohen Carr-type things, 15 points to go along with 7 boards. Jeremy Fears, he had 4 points, 3 rebounds to go along with 9 assists. As a matter of fact, one of the strong parts for the Spartans on that Saturday night, 18 assists on 25 made field goals. So sharing the rock, absolutely critical. But you have baptism under fire early in this college basketball season. This is what Tom Izzo does, of course. Brings in Coach Calipari and the Razorbacks, and you're able to secure that 3-point win. It was huge.
It was a big win. I mean, that's a big-time win early in the season, too. And again, these are the litmus tests that Tom Izzo likes to put in place, but that's a big win.
Well, and here's the deal there, Chris. Defensively, if you're going to play basketball for Tom Izzo at Michigan State, you are going to play defense. As a matter of fact, Arkansas limited to 27 points there in the second half. And you talk about some of the young talent. We've alluded to Cam Ward for all the right reasons. Very excited to watch his season unfold. But you talk about the Spartans bench. They outscore Arkansas 26-20, 24 of the 26 points coming from freshmen. Is Jordan Scott, the talented 6'7", 190-pound freshman, able to contribute 6 points. Both teams with 14 turnovers. But, you know, John Calipari has had a hell of a career coaching college hoops. There's no doubt about it. He had never, in his illustrious career, was able to coach a team at the Breslin Center. He was very impressed. Didn't know what he was bringing his team into. But, you know, Jamie, as you were watching, that was quite the vibe there at the Breslin Center.
Yeah.
It was a very special place.
It felt like March, but yet it was game 2 in November.
Yeah, and you know what? This is Tom Izzo knows. As a matter of fact, Coach spoke about it after the tilt that, you know, he understands the advantage he has. And we all know home court advantage, college hoops, NBA, whatever the case may be, is very important. But you step it up a notch when you go into the Breslin Center. And you talk about the Izzo-Calipari head-to-head matchups. They've met 7 times during their careers. And with that win, Magnum TI now holds the 4-3 advantage in that rivalry, if you will. But you can't stress enough. Is it early? Of course it is. But this was a game that Michigan State certainly did not want to lose when they were in a position to win. And you were able to seize the moment and secure that victory.
Just to nerd out here a little bit, Cohen Carr has been developing over his years here at Michigan State, and it just seems like he's really coming into his own now, played a lot of minutes, you know, scored 15 points, but he's just very active on the floor when he's out there.
Well, you know, Cohen Carr, Chris, is getting a lot of attention nationwide. Many look at him, and I've talked to Tom about this, many look at him as being the premier athlete in college hoops.
Yeah, he's a freak.
And, well, and, you know, just his hops and everything else. And you're talking about a kid who is so very talented, and he's been working on his perimeter shot. So can you imagine his athleticism and being able to occasionally hit from beyond the arc. Ideally, that's what the grand plan is. But, you know, I just love watching him play. And, you know, this Spartan team, and Tom will allude to this. He's probably in meetings being Tom Izzo and all that stuff. But, you know, this is the early part of the year. And, you know, he's a big team identity guy. And this is what he looks forward to at this part of the year. And this is why he schedules the schedule he does, because he wants to know exactly what he's dealing with, coming up with various combinations. You know, after the opening win over Colgate, you know, Tom was not really all that pleased with his upperclassmen play. He expects upperclassmen to show up game in, game out. Now, you do have some younger talent on this new Spartan team. And, you know, I think there's a little expectation now when you knock off number 14, Arkansas.
Steve, we don't have Izzo, and so, you know, our conversation is coming to an end about basketball. But before I let you go, did you read about this MLB gambling scandal and how...
Oh, my goodness.
We just had everything blow up with the NBA and now this?
Yeah, and you know what, Class A, you know, with the Guardians, you know, one of the premier relievers in baseball. And the numbers that I've seen preliminarily, you're talking about risking a multi-million dollar career for what amounts to $12,000,
right,
from what I've read. And it just doesn't make any sense. But then again, I think we've had our conversations about gambling as it relates to professional sports. And sadly, I just don't think that we have scratched the surface as to what is potentially coming our way. It's a disaster.
These charges stem from allegedly manipulating bets on individual pitches.
Right.
And in essence, and purposely throwing a ball.
Correct.
At a different speed just to get this bet.
Correct.
Unbelievable. These two Major League Baseball pitchers conspiring with sports bettors. Why? Thank you, Steve Courtney.
Have a wonderful Monday.
You too.
You too. Crazy. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
And as he said, we heard about the NBA, now the MLB. I bet there's more of this out there.
Oh, sure. Sure.
And as watchers, we want to watch a game where we think the outcome isn't determined.
Exactly. Exactly right.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the Lions game. Big win. It's Victory Monday with Lomas Brown at 8:35.